Hi, this is Stan Collymore, and you're listening to the B2 Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the 72 Show. I'm Anthony Kendrick, and joining me this week, we've got Nick Davey.
Good evening.
We've got Matty Roper.
Good evening, Anthony.
And we've got Vince Hiller.
Hiya. Good evening, you all.
You well, Vince?
I'm fine, thank you. Yeah. Can't complain.
Great to get you on the show. So for those who don't know, you played for Portsmouth, Stoke, in the first and second division, amongst several other clubs. What do you think were the biggest highlights in your career?
You probably missed out there. The club I've got the longest, which is Crystal Palace, but they're up in the Premier now. But probably getting promoted to the top flight with both Crystal Palace and Portsmouth would have been my the highlights of look back on my league career.
Okay. Was Palace? You started off at Palace, didn't you? Was that the club you think you've got the best memories of?
I started off very young at Crystal Palace, so therefore I was quite a long time there. But Portsmouth was probably, I put them both on par, Palace, because Portsmouth have been in when my career was a little bit more established. So maybe I enjoyed it a little bit more than actually Crystal Palace being much younger. Maybe let it pass me by a bit too quickly and not savouring it.
Who was it you supported? Who was your childhood team?
My team was as a child in it, and where I'm from is West Ham. I'm a West Ham fan, and I closely follow them still now because I'm from the East End. And funnily enough, Leighton Orient.
Great season West Ham are having though.
West Ham having a good season, very good season. Leighton Orient was my first club that I went to watch a league game at, and I follow them closely as well because there's not a lot of distance between the two clubs, and I'd probably be even nearer when West Ham moved to Stratford. But they're not having a bad season either, Orient, so hopefully, fingers crossed, it'll be maybe a West Ham Crystal Palace FA Cup final, maybe Palace winning, West Ham getting into the Champions League, and Leighton Orient getting promoted from the second tier, League 2.
All right. What is it you do now? Now you're obviously retired from the game.
Yeah, I work in the hospitality for Portsmouth Football Club, which is quite good. I do some work for the media down on the south coast, so I'm still connected with football.
It's great stuff. Have you guys got anything else you want to ask? All right, we'll move on. Sorry, go on.
I was just going to say, obviously, playing for Portsmouth in your career, how horrible is it really to see where they are these days? Obviously languishing in the League 2. Obviously got some promotion this season, but still from the drop they've had in quite a quick amount of time must be quite depressing to see really.
You're dead right. Funnily enough, a couple of the clubs that I played for, Crystal Palace and Legion, they've both had hard times, and in Palace's case, they've come out the other side. Leeds are, 1 minute you think Leeds have turned it round a little bit and things are on the up, and then they get the problems again. And Portsmouth, they're paying the same problems as Leeds. Sometimes you have to go right back to the start to climb back up that ladder, but off the field they've got things pointing in the right direction, and on the field there's been a few hiccups, but I'm probably expecting them to maybe make a playoffs and then maybe battle with Orient at Wembley to get out of the division.
So I'm sure that'd be brilliant for you, and that's another thing I was about to say. Obviously with their off-field issues kind of being eradicated a little bit, do you think they'll be able to push on now and try and establish themselves a bit and try and get back into perhaps Championship, maybe even Premier League football in a few years?
Absolutely. I mean, all the teams down there, there's a lot of big teams that are finding difficulties. I mean, probably the most high-profile one at the moment now is Bolton, and just hope that all the clubs really that are finding financially difficult find a way to get make it an even playing field. Everyone's got a chance of getting the big result up in the league.
Exactly. All right, and cheers, Vince. Thank you.
No worries at all.